Thanks. It's an excellent question. Yes, we have some idea of what we don't know. I just clarify that the information that I showed in the graphs was specifically for explosive remnants of war casualties, which were identified as explosive remnants of war casualties since 1999. And what we could say is we already know that that is not all of the explosive remnants of war casualties who have even been recorded since 1999, because there is a high number of casualties where they're just recorded as mines and ERW casualties, even for that period. And one of the reasons is, in effect, these explosive items have such a similar impact to the victims that there is no way to really distinguish for the victims at the time or for the medical services at the time. And I think that's worth keeping in mind. It's not so much because of some fault in the data collection, but because of the horrific impact of the weapons themselves. But what I could say in terms of the bigger picture, what we don't know is that we have a sense that there is at least 500,000 mine and ERW casualties recorded for all time, or estimated, which itself will be an underestimate. Going on the statistics, you know, you can see that a significant proportion of those would be ERW casualties. But in the sense that when we talk in all these conventions about victims, we're not only talking about the people killed and injured, but also their families and the people in the communities who actually need the same kinds of assistance. That means that there are certainly millions and millions of victims in need of assistance, and we will never know how many. And also, that need changes over time, including with people aging, as I mentioned, with children, but also with adults. So the situation changes, but there is a need for millions. Thanks.